This morning we have a guest joining us here in our program in studio, visiting today with Jean Vagy. She is in Manning, and she has today come down here to Atlantic to visit with us about a project that will be hosted in Manning, but certainly a regional opportunity for folks to visit The Wall That Heals. Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you much.
Appreciate
the invitation.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, talk a little bit about The Wall That Heals is a traveling Vietnam memorial. Now, folks may have seen about it online, heard about it through the news and different things, but tell me, how in the world did Manning get hooked up with this opportunity?
We got hooked up with this opportunity starting in the early fall of 24. And I had heard and found out that The Wall That Heals was coming to Nevada, Iowa. And I was kind of intrigued by that because I had never heard of The Wall That Heals, didn't know what it was. And so started doing some investigation on what it was. And it's a traveling version of the Vietnam Veterans War Memorial in Washington, D.C. that is owned and operated by the same nonprofit that operates the one in Washington, D.C. and designed, of course, then to travel around the country. So in working with the Manning City Administrator, Don Meyer, it's like, well, what do you think? Could we host this? And one thing kind of led to another and further investigation. And we had decided that, yeah, we probably want to submit what we called an application of interest. And from that application of interest, we met with the people from Arlington, Virginia, in Washington, D.C., and found out what really is entailed with that. And so it was all very positive information, a good opportunity for our community and the West Central Iowa region in general. And so the decision was made to move forward with applying to get the real deal. And so the official application was submitted in August of 25, and then in November 5th of 2025 is when we'd been notified that we had been selected. And so we're one of 31 communities across the country that were selected out of over 150 applicants.
Wow. Now, there is a cost to host this.
Yes, there is.
In both dollars and volunteers.
Correct.
Because it takes a lot of hands to make this work. Was there ever any doubt in your mind that you could pull this off?
Nope, not a bit. Absolutely not a bit. I'm Manning native, born and raised there, and over time, as I've gotten older, it has become very apparent to me that this section of Western Iowa, and particularly Manning specifically, is if they're going to support two things. They're going to support something if it has to do with veterans or if it has to do with kids. And I think that's probably a pretty generalized statement, not only for Manning, but for our region in general. We love our veterans.
Well, and you're in a pretty good location. You know, you've got Carroll just up the street. You've got Audubon. You've got Atlantic not too far away south. You've got even the metro areas, Des Moines, Ames. Sioux City's not that far. It's a good regional opportunity.
Right. Manning is approximately 100 miles from Sioux City, Omaha, and Des Moines, right in that triangle. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of potential draw of audience to come and attend this event, and we invite everybody to come.
Now, you're still, it's getting close because this is going to happen in July of this year now.
Correct.
So it's kind of bearing down on us right now, but still kind of in the planning stages. Are you still working on things?
Yes, still working on things. We work closely with the national office. They provide a lot of guidance and support for us. So some of our information, we know the dates for sure. We know that it's going to be open 24/7 once it is erected. And put up and put in place. And then some of the fine details are still being ironed out, but we have a pretty good framework from which we're working at this point. And as we get more information confirmed and finalized with the national office, then our plans will become more complete.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
Absolutely looking for volunteers. Because one of the features of this, it is that it is local volunteer driven. The national office provides 2 to 3 people that will come to the community to kind of supervise, if you will, and provide guidance. Otherwise, it's up to us to make this happen with volunteers. And so we've been told from national office that we need at least 200 volunteers. It will be open 24/7 round the clock once it gets erected. So we need overnight volunteers. We need volunteers to help set up the wall, volunteers to tear down the wall.
And those volunteers could come from anywhere.
Volunteers can come from absolutely anywhere. Yep.
All right. Very good. Now, in addition to all of that, again, we mentioned up front, there is a cost to this as well. Unfortunately, you had a community group that was willing to step up and mm-hmm. kind of front that cost.
Yep.
But there are also sponsorship opportunities for folks who would like to support, correct?
Yes, there are sponsorship opportunities. And honestly, from a sponsor to be considered a sponsor, the minimum donation contribution and is a tax deduction would be $100 and then up to Stars and Stripes. So Stars and Stripes at $2,500, red at $1,500, white at $500, and blue at $100. And so you get, in return for your investment and your contribution, you get different benefits back as a result of that. Now, so, and I've told everybody, I've done a number of public presentations, and if I come from that public presentation, if somebody wants to give me a dollar tonight, that's fine. I will take it to City Hall and make sure it gets in the right pot. So there's any contribution of any size is welcome, and that would also include in-kind donations of printing, and we'll need to provide food and water and drinks like that for our volunteers that day. So we're trying to work a coordinated effort with that so that we don't have 20 people going to a certain business and requesting a pallet full of water. But yeah, there's a multiple ways people can be involved.
Sure. And if anyone wants to volunteer or provide any kind of sponsorship in, at any level, they should contact how?
The best consistent way to do that would be to contact the City Hall in Manning. The phone number there is 712-655-2176. And that would take you to City Hall. You can tell them you're calling with some questions about the wall that heals. They will take your name and number and provide the information they're able to provide, and then somebody can get back to you with additional information if needed.
All right, very good. Well, that's the setup. Now, let's talk about the actual event.
Okay.
Because this is going to happen in the latter part of July, the 21st through the 26th. We'll see activity and things
Correct.
There. How do you expect this is going to happen?
So we'll come into Manning on the 21st, which is Tuesday. It will come into Manning on a escorted a motorcade of cars, motorcycles, etc. People can participate in the motorcade if they so choose. We don't know exactly where that launch site will be for the escort yet. That's not been officially released by the national office, but it will be somewhere within about 45-minute drive of Manning. So I expect it should get into Manning somewhere between 1 and 3 in the afternoon on that Tuesday. It's going to be located at our high school. The trailer will get parked in the parking lot and preliminary setup work done that afternoon and evening. And then it's kind of full steam ahead on the morning of the 22nd on Wednesday. The setup of the wall will happen starting at about 8:30. And we're looking for strong, able-bodied volunteers that can help set up the frame of the wall and then carry the panels from the trailer to the wall itself.
Sounds like a good workout for the IKM Manning football team.
We're hoping that will be the case, yes. And the other thing that's kind of cool about that opportunity is if you were a family member or had an acquaintance of somebody whose name appears on the wall that was killed in Vietnam, you have the opportunity to request to carry that panel from the trailer to the wall.
Wow.
And each of the panel gets carried with at least two volunteers because of just the weight. They want to make sure it doesn't get dropped.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, there's going to be a welcoming ceremony. There's going to be a closing ceremony.
Yep.
In between, though, is it just a lot of reflection and quiet time?
Pretty much, yes. We have the opening ceremony at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's a welcome home ceremony on the 23rd. And we'll have a guest speaker for that. And it's open 24, around the clock. And so we'll have volunteers on hand overnight. If you want to come for quiet, private reflection, you can talk to the people at the wall. You can be quiet. You don't have to talk to anybody and whatever. And so then the closing ceremony is at 1:45 on the 26th on that Sunday. And that closing ceremony should be done around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the process will be repeated of tearing down the wall and reloading the trailer.
When people visit this traveling memorial, it's treated with the same reverence as the permanent memorial in Washington, D.C., right?
Correct. And so the mantra that we've been using, if it doesn't happen in Washington, D.C., at the wall there, it doesn't happen on the traveling wall either. And so, for example, we won't be selling T-shirts. We won't be selling commemorative posters or balloons or a hot dog stand or anything like that. So it's a very solemn ceremony, reflective time. So it's a It's a special moment.
But much like the permanent wall in D.C., you will get family members that will come up with a piece of paper and a pencil and trace the names that are
yes,
on the wall.
That is true. And you will be able to do that in Manning as well. And I believe what we've been told by the national office that that will be one of the national employees that's there during the time that will actually help you with that or do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I've seen these types of things before. And it's amazing the amount of emotion that is welled up at a time
mm-hmm. Very
like
much
that.
So.
Especially when you see people who have relatives there. I have relatives, uncles who served in Vietnam.
Correct.
They did not perish in Vietnam, so they're not inscribed on the wall. But it is a time when it's an opportunity for folks, even in like a case like mine, to just pay respect to all those folks who gave their time and their lives.
Correct.
Yeah. Why is this important to you?
It's important to me because my father was a war veteran from World War II, my grandfather from World War I, and they served their country. And because of serving their country, all of us enjoy what we have today and nothing that we should take for granted. And we wanted to have a way to honor them and also knowing that this would have a impact in a variety of ways with people who live in our area. It's not just, like I said, it's not just a Manning event. And people that are not able to travel to Washington, D.C. or for whatever reason, this is the opportunity to have that experience or something very similar to what you would have if you were in D.C. And I think it's just this very special opportunity for West Central Iowa to have this available.
Well, as we saw with so many World War II veterans here in the last 10, 20 years with the honor flights, it's very difficult in some respects for those folks who are older or have a little bit of a harder time getting around to make that trip. This is a lot easier for it to come here and allow so many more people to have this chance.
Yes, and we do have plans in place to have golf carts or gaiters or some physical mechanism by which we can assist those individuals that do have some mobility issues
Sure. Coming
up as well. And we can also arrange tours. There's travels with the Mobile Education Center in a specially designed trailer, and tours will be available. We do ask that if anybody's interested in booking a tour for a family reunion or their family or their war buddies that we were in service with together, we can do that. And if you want to request that, that would also be arranged through the Manning City Hall at 712-655-2176.
You bet. Well, Gene, you're visiting with us today. I know you've had a chance to visit with a number of community groups and organizations around the area, but you probably haven't blanketed all of them quite yet. If someone would like you to come speak, is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We started our speaking engagements in early December. And so as of today, we're getting very close to having talked to at least 20 individual groups and across West Central Iowa and nearing 500 people that we've talked to. But yeah, absolutely. Have program, we'll travel, Rotary groups, Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development groups, church groups, Boy Scout groups, whatever. We will come and speak to your group.
Well, only 31 cities across the United States here in 2026 have this opportunity. Manning is certainly one of them. What a big opportunity for you.
Yeah, it really is a big opportunity. There was over 150 applicants, and so to be selected as one of 31 selected is something to be very proud of, I think.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, again, that event is coming up in July. The dates, the 21st through the 26th, it'll be open largely the 23rd through the 26th for the most part mm-hmm. for folks to come there. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to those dates. But in the meantime, if you'd like to volunteer or would like to help out in some way, support financially, they would sure appreciate anything that anyone can do around the area. And just put those dates on your calendar and make sure you take the time to take advantage of this great opportunity. Gene Vagey in with us here this morning talking about The Wall That Heals. It's visiting Manning, Iowa here this July. Hope you get a chance to get out and to experience that. Gene, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.